The views expressed on the following program are designed to amplify those of the speaker and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. New wine into old wineskins? Is that too much discussion about wine? Also, what church is, and by demonstration, what it isn't? And is it possible that because we're a little legalistic, we're missing the miracle?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. My favorite sponsor, my first sponsor, always your favorite in the sense of the person you talk to quite a bit more than anybody else. He called me today, and he let me know, or he sent me a text today, and he told me that somebody contacted him from the show, which is really good. That's a good thing, right? This wonderful lady was so kind, but she did make an excellent point. She said, Dave talks too fast. Right you are! I'm just acknowledging. Dave does talk fast. There's no question that I do that. So I just want to acknowledge that. I humbly acknowledge that. I hope to do better, but if I was a betting man, I wouldn't bet on it. Politics, entertainment, and current events, personal revelations, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Get some trivia in here, some prayer requests in here, some praise reports in here. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Any topic is open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, before I get to Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, before I get to them, I want to tell you what happened to me in the last hour, because this is the kind of stuff that that people, I know you guys go through this just like I do. So I have like these three really simple, unrelated teachings, and they're cool. And I teach both topically and expository. I'm one of those, I'm a firm believer in both. When people say, well, we only teach expository, right up until Easter or right up until Christmas, and then miraculously everything goes around Christmas and Easter, and it's like, come on, everybody does what they think is best, and there's nothing wrong with either style of teaching. Before you get too far deep in the weeds, just so you know, Jesus only taught topically. The Sermon on the Mount are a variety of topics. So I'm just saying, so don't get all, you know, bent out of shape, just relax. But if you like the church and you like the expository, there's zero wrong with it. I like teaching expository, but I like teaching topical, both. So today I was like, I'm going to teach expository because I haven't done that for a while and I want to get back into the Matthew text. However, a page out of my material that I wrote disappeared. A crucial page. And when we talk about it in the upcoming segment, you'll understand why it's so crucial. And then I thought it's just easier just to teach topical because I got the three topics. They're really good topics, zero problems. They're very short. And then I thought that's the problem right there. Sometimes we just do what we do, even here on radio, even though I love doing this stuff. But sometimes you do it because it's easier. So I scoured this room, and I scoured this room three times. I went through every single paper, backwards and forwards, backwards and forwards. I did not find the paper. But I have decided I'm still going to teach topical. I mean, expository and not topical, because it's harder. And I want to do it because I just have that impression I should do it. So if I mess up a ton, you have two choices. Well, three choices. One, you can turn me off. Two, you can hate me, but then be in trouble with the Lord. Or three, you can love me for the effort. Maybe you'll get something out of it and it'll all be good. One way or another, we'll just do our best. How about that? That's all you can do is you can do your best, pray that it's blessed, and let Jesus take care of the rest. That's about as good as it's going to get. Let's do a big shout out for our latest client, Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Is that the whole thing? I love it, though. See, we do that. People are like, you can't do that. It's like, yes, we can. Because there's not that many great songs about money. Don't get mad about it. Write one. That's my answer. Write one, and we'll use it. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. RetireTheRightWay.com. You know, there is a right way to do things, and there is a wrong way. If you sit down with me and have coffee, probably don't want to have coffee. If you sit down with me and have a conversation, you will find out how many times I've done the wrong thing, the wrong way. I'm on the 50, 60 million chart, and then on the other way, getting lucky. That's kind of like as often as I hit four aces, I do the right thing. Because why? I'm not planning things very well. Well, one of the things that you don't want to mess up is the planning of your future and your retirement. The saying that Jamie and Nancy use is plan right, retire the right way. Because there's a wrong way and a right way. And they're all about safe money. I love that. Love that. Retire therightway.com. 800-287-1667. 800-287-1667. Jamie and Nancy Blumenthal, Retirement Strategies and Solutions. Jamie, if everything goes well, will be in studio on Wednesday. So we're just telling you up ahead of time what is going on. Let's get your trivia sharpened. Because we are having a giveaway, but I cannot tell you when yet. But we are having one. We are having a giveaway, just to let you know. So let's start off with an easy one. Who was Jonah supposed to preach to? What city before he ran away? Who was Jonah supposed to preach? Yes, it's easy, but believe me, I got one right here that's super hard. So got to work our way into it. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Let's get into the text. We'll break in when somebody has an answer for the trivia. Matthew chapter 21. As Jesus and his disciples approached Jerusalem, they came to the town of Bethpage and the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two of his disciples ahead. Go into the village over there, he said, and you will see a donkey tied there with its colt beside it. Untie them and bring them here. If anyone asks what you are doing, just say the Lord needs them, and he will immediately send them. This was done to fulfill the prophecy. Whoa. Okay. All right. Got somebody calling in? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hello, David. This is Bobby, caller Hi. Number two.
Hi. Hi, Bobby. How are you?
Is it the town of Nineveh?
It is the town of Nineveh. You are correct, sir.
All right.
That is correct. Hey, let me ask you this question. Do you remember, besides the people at the very end of Jonah, do you remember, okay, who God mentioned besides the people of Jonah that Jonah should have cared about? Do you remember who it was?
No, I thought it was everybody, but I'm not sure.
It is everybody. A little bit of a trick question. You have to bear with me. But it was also the animals. He said, yeah. There's all those people and those animals. Shouldn't you care? And it's like, wow. So it's like, that's a little toughy right there.
They all fasted. Even the animals were made to fast.
Yeah. I mean, it was a whole country going. And what was so funny is he's like, I'm going to preach. And in his case, it just appears like he was like, they're going to repent. God's going to forgive them. Boy, I just want to save a trip.
Yeah.
excellent answer, my friend.
You keep up the good work. I enjoy your show.
Oh, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, David. God bless.
All right, you too, brother. Bye-bye. Okay, good job on that one. We'll have another trivia question coming up, but here we go. So most of you love me for the most part. Not everybody loves me. A lot of people like me, a lot of people don't like me, but here I want to talk about this thing in Matthew 21, and we're going to have to get into the heart of this, but you're not going to, from a theological point of view, you might get a little mad at me. Again, I've never, ever told anybody listening to this show, you must agree with every single thing I say. If you do not agree with me, I will poke you in the eye with my finger. Okay, that does not happen, okay? You don't agree with everything you said 10 years ago. So calm down. But I want to talk to you about this moment where Jesus approaches Jerusalem and he has his guys go into the village and get a donkey with its colt and bring them over. And when anybody says, hey, what are you doing? Just say, the Lord needs them. They'll be sent. And this was done for what? To fulfill a prophecy. This is what I want to talk about, the prophecy. Tell the people in Israel, this is the prophecy, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, even on a donkey's colt. The two disciples did as Jesus said, and they brought the animals to him and threw their garments over the colt, and he sat on it. All right. When we get back, I'm going to drop a theological challenge into your lap, but it's only because I love you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back. Running.
Real estate. It's a bear out there. You don't want to list your home for too little, and you don't want to buy a home for too much. You need the just right solution. You may be wondering what your house is worth and who can give you the service you deserve. If you're looking for a partner in your home sale, a person who will treat you and your home like family, then get in touch with Pam. There's a great deal of blood, sweat, and tears that went into your home. You should work with someone who understands and appreciates that. You should work with Pam. To call and talk to her is free. To have a consultation is free. To gain a partner in this venture is precious. Don't delay. Call Pam today. 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
This is an agent with some real common sense and zeal. She has a great attitude while also being very nice and friendly. Pamela has a great amount of experience and education, but more than that, she's just real.
Pam Melchione, 817-505-5541. Or visit theblessedrealtycompany.com.
What is the purpose of human creation? God was bored and wanted a tinker toy set to play with. He wanted a petri dish to look at so he can go, Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. As opposed to the mindset that says, well, this whole thing is a divine experiment. The Lord was bored, impossible to be bored if you're not stuck by time, by the way. Oh, you didn't think of that, right? Because he's not bound by time. The purpose of human creation ultimately is four words. Here we go. The purpose of creation for humanity? To fellowship with God.
The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
It's incredible, and it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. If you want to reach the show, davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Also, the website, davidspoonmedia.com. Right now, we are doing Facebook still, David Spoon Media. We have cut off all the other social medias. I'm doing exactly what I'm not supposed to do as a radio host. What else is new? I've put the YouTube on a hold. We're not doing any new videos. I got rid of Twitter, got rid of Disc, got rid of commentary elements, got rid of the Fox commentary, everything. And you're thinking, why? Too much of a distraction for me and the Lord. Too much things drawing away my mind. Too many points to pull me away. It's just not worth it. Does not increase the listenership to the show. I believe that the Holy Spirit is mostly responsible for that, just to be honest, as the Lord creates it. But it does one thing that really drives me bazooka, and that is it distracts me. And I don't like being so distracted, especially when I'm trying to communicate things that are important for our walk in the Lord. Do want to give acknowledgement to our good friend, John.
Big John. Big John.
So I know that a lot of you had some rain this weekend. Apparently, I talked to Tiffany. She said her whole area got the power got shut out. And I heard about the crane thing that took place in Dallas. And that's terrible. I mean, that's just awful. Where I was in Fayette, we had probably like a 25-minute downpour that really rained hard. But it was just like, bam, it was really concentrated. 25 minutes, boom, gone. Before it started raining, I will brag, I did get the entire yard cut front and dry. Front and back. But I was out cleaning my barbecue because we haven't barbecued a lot this year because I ran out of gas. See, so I guess when you barbecue and you're using propane, you should probably have more propane once you run out. So I got the propane, and I took the cover off of my barbecue. And you know what was underneath my barbecue?
Do you want to take a guess? Frog?
Like 150 mosquitoes and gnats.
Ew.
It was so gross. It was like, what is going on? So I got the hose, and I sprayed everything. I hooked up the propane, make sure it was working. Then I shut that off. I was all safety. And then I got the hose, and I got that all. And then I'm cleaning it all off, and I'm outside, and the weather's just getting to that really weird point. You know
what? The wind
just
started changing. The same thing happened to Justin.
Yeah, it just like all of a sudden, it was fine. And then as I'm cleaning off part of the metal, right? Yes. Which I'm thinking, okay, you know, I'm cleaning off metal.
Hold the scraper up in the air.
Yeah. There was this enormously large flash, right? Right? I'm learning this stuff. Leave me alone. You know, in Michigan, it snowed and then it turned to ice. That was easy. I didn't drive, so it was easy. It was a huge flash, though. It was really big. And I thought somebody had told me, and I don't know if it's true, that you count the seconds between the flash and the noise to get an idea what the distance is. Well, the distance was 0.01 because there's this loud flash, and within 1 second, it goes. Guess what? I was done cleaning.
Yeah. You need to get a backup tank.
What's a backup tank? Just an extra
one,
tank?
Yeah, one that's full. But no, knowing you, then you'll end up with two empties.
I know. What is that going to do for me? Then I'd have to buy two. Oh, that's just crazy. So anyway, that was my experience. So anyway, my point of that for John is, hey, I know it's raining a lot. I know a lot of stuff's going on. I know roofs are taking it on the chin. And people are calling John from the show, and they're getting great results. And I'm telling you right now, 469 blessed. If you've got a roof repair or a roof replacement situation going on, 469 blessed is who you want to call. Talk to John. Say you heard it on the show. I tell you, you'd get a Tootsie Roll, but it probably won't be true. You might get a snow cone, though, since he owns the snow cone company right next door. That's possible. TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com or TheBlessedRoofingCompany.com. Depends on how you want to pronounce the word blessed. 469-B-L-E-S-S-E-D. 469-BLESSED. Get in touch with John. Any hail, whatever the case may be, free inspection. Free inspection is a good price. It's free. Just imagine if your mortgage was free. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get back to it. I love you guys. You know, I'll do the trivia in a second, but I do want to get to this. Here's something you might not like, so don't get mad until you hear the whole thing. Here we go. You have a prophecy in Matthew 21. Tell the people of Israel, look, your king is coming to you. He is humble, riding on a donkey, even on a donkey's colt. Here's what you might not know. That is a direct prophecy to Zechariah chapter 9, verse 9. Here's something else you may not know. It is also connected to Isaiah 62:11. Zechariah 9:9 and Isaiah 62:11, unrelated prophecies, are connected into this fulfillment of Jesus Christ. And the reason that I want to bring that up is not that complex. It's very simple. In most cases, ding, 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 most cases, the New Testament explains the Old. It does happen the other way, like in certain prophecies, but by and large, our understanding of Old Testament prophecy is fulfilled in the writings of the New Testament. So how do you know that's accurate? Jesus is the realization of Emmanuel in Isaiah 7:14, 8:8, and Isaiah 8:10. You don't understand how those prophecies are going to be fulfilled until you read Matthew 1. So Matthew 1 fulfills three prophecies through the birth of Jesus Christ right off the bat. Remember, in Malachi chapter 4, Elijah is supposed to return, but in Matthew 17, 10 through 13, Jesus said Elijah did come, and he came in the form of John the Baptist. It was the spirit and the ministry of Elijah that was to return. I know there's some people looking for a literal return from Elijah. I get it. They want to fit it into their eschatology, but that's not what Jesus said. What he said, hey, if they can understand it, that's Johnny. That's Johnny B. It's how it goes. And so you have, and then just so you can know, about 150 times Jesus connects unconnected prophecies, takes one from Deuteronomy and, you know, something from another book, puts it together and makes it, that it's not 150, probably 40 times, and connects them. And the reason that happens is simple. Because true prophecy, as we understand in the book of Revelation, is understood through Jesus Christ. The connections to the old and new are understood in Jesus Christ. The fulfillments for the old and new are understood in Jesus Christ. I had a professor get really mad at me because I just said, I really just need the New Testament. He goes, well, you're wrong. You need the Old Testament. You need to understand creation. You need to understand sin. You need to understand the whole process of Israel. I said, I don't agree with that. But if I'm walking down a path and one path has the Old Testament and the other path has the New Testament and I have to choose, would I rather know about creation, sin, Israel, the Psalms, or would I rather know that Jesus died on the cross for my sins? I choose Jesus. because Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. I choose that. I choose, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever should believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I choose that. Why? Because Jesus is the fulfillment. Here's the issue. I get it that there's prophecies and there's things and you want to put them together and there's teachings. I don't have a problem with that. That's fine. I'd rather you argue about that than some of the dumb things the world's arguing about now. Trust me. But you do need to see that Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the prophecies of old for the Messiah as per Jesus' own words. This had to be this way to fulfill the prophecy. So he is the answer. So because of that, you gotta, and I gotta get this handled. When you are into the New Testament, you get a better handle of what the Old Testament was pointing to. You get the fulfillment. And you don't understand or realize what Emmanuel is apart from Jesus Christ. That said, it doesn't mean that there's not benefit to the old. You've heard me teach in the past how Scripture in Romans 15:4, very clear, much advantage for us studying and knowing the old. Jesus didn't know the new per se. Let me say that per se. I mean, obviously he did know the new, but I'm saying in his quotations, he used the old. The apostles had the old. The first century church really had the old as the new was being developed. But the truth of the matter is you and I have been blessed to participate in the new. That's a good thing, not a bad thing. The new wine in new wineskins, it's good. That's not bad. That's a good thing. And so when you're going through, recognize that new, there's a reason there's a new covenant. Well, the main reason is because we couldn't fulfill the old one. Not God. We couldn't. So he said, all right, I'm going to have to do this other covenant, but I'm going to have to kind of take both sides because you guys can't do anything. Like, okie dokie. All right. Come back. We're going to go a little deeper into that. It's a pretty interesting thing, plus our trivia question. So I don't want you to get lost here. I want you to recognize what we're doing. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
For all the blessing that you give me. Thanks a lot.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Are you driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. It slices, it dices, it cleans up dirty spots, lickety-split, and makes julienne fries. And right now, for a tremendous discount, you can have a Commercial Whammy too. All you need to do is call KAAM or send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com, and bam! You have your own Commercial Whammy before you know it. Call now and you can get a second Commercial Whammy for half the price. That's right. Call now for your very own Commercial Whammy. 972-445-1700 or email davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. Don't delay. Call today. Operators are standing by.
Who is David Spoon?
We have on the line Tina from Elkhorn. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you doing today?
I am doing great.
One, is this the first time you've heard the show?
No, I listen to you every time I get into my car when I leave my job.
Ah, awesome. Thank you very much. Is there anything that we can be praying for just to be in agreement with you regarding anything that the Lord's working on in you?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, fire away.
First of all, I'd like to see my family's hearts turn. Second of all, I am not putting God first and I'm not being obedient in certain ways. Let me sum it up a little bit. I have a boyfriend.
Okay.
I should answer it. So I really need prayer to get back on track with God.
Okay. Let me pray with you, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Let's pray. Lord, we just come before you right now and we lift up Tina to you and we ask you right now in the name of Jesus that first and foremost you would work on her family's hearts, that there'd be a softening and that there'd be a grace and a mercy given to the family and between the relationship that Tina has with the family. And we just pray that your mercy would prevail. And we just pray that you would encourage her. Instead of this being a discouragement, let this become an encouragement that she is a daughter of the Most High seeking out help
from her Heavenly Father. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
You may be from a Baptist background, a Pentecostal background, a non-denominational background. David Spoon has that too. You may be from the Church of Christ, Presbyterian, Methodist, Church of God, or some other denomination. But if you're looking for a show that's Bible-based, Spirit-led, and a bit nutty, then give David a listen for a while. If you like it, great. If not, no worries. The David Spoon Experience. Weekdays at 2 on God Country, Texas, 770 KAAM.
To the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. That's right. I got that down.
I'm starting to get that really good.
DavidSpoonMedia@gmail.com is the email. DavidSpoonMedia.com is the website. So a couple things to tell you. We're going to be transitioning slowly into some more unique music. We're going to do a little bit more featuring of my brother. So on the exit, you actually heard my brother, some of his music. You can always go to Reverb Nation and look up Billy Spoon. I'm not going to get anything for it, but he says, you know, you keep playing my music and never give me a plug. So it's a lot cheaper for me to do what I just did than anything else. I actually helped him write a song or two, but nothing that's good. I'm just saying, my skill for writing, so I'm contemplating and praying about writing another book. I wrote a book prior. It's kind of like my testimony book, and it's really fascinating to me, and it even sold 125 copies. Woo! Okay? And no, I didn't buy 124 of them.
If any consolation, I woke up this morning with the Carter Bear song in my head. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So we'll see where all that ends up. I have no idea. Let me set up the next trivia question, get into the next element of teaching, and then we'll talk about Dr. B. So let's for the next trivia question. Ready? A little tougher. Not real hard, but a little tougher. How many days was Saul, later named Paul, how many days was Saul blind in Damascus? Ooh, Dave. Wowzer. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. I do give you permission to look through your Bible. Just don't use Google and don't use your concordance. Okay? Come on. You can find it. 972-445-0770. While we're doing that, let's talk about Dr. B. He's going to hear this one time and go, I don't know if I like that. I think it's great. Dr. B, Dr. Brandon Brown. We call him Dr. B, the Specific Chiropractic Centers. His website, richardson.thespecific.com. richardson.thespecific.com. Let's just understand. My wife just saw him again today. He is chiropractor extraordinaire, or let's just call him Chiro Extraordinaire. His number, 972-454-9363. 972-454-9363. Just going to say it real quickly. If my wife is going, you need more of an endorsement? No, you don't. Okay? She's the most important person on this planet to me besides my communion with the Lord. And if she's going there and she's feeling good, bam. Got me 100%, I endorse. 972-454-9363, Dr. Brandon Brown, Dr. B. Hello? Okay. Oh, hello. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, David, it's Sam.
Hi, Sam. Turn your radio down just a little, bud, because it's doing a little bit of an echo. So here we go, my friend. Are you ready? How many days was Saul, later named Paul, blind in Damascus?
3 days.
That is correct. Very good. All right, now let's yeah, Sam, did you have to look it up, or did you just know off the top of your head?
No, I knew that studying the Book of Acts.
Ah, so you've been studying it of late, huh?
Yes, I mean, it's been a while, like probably 10, 15 years, but I do remember.
Yeah, I gotcha. So let me ask you, do you think if you were Saul riding on a donkey to Damascus, and God blinded you and knocked you on your tuchus, that's what we say in Yiddish, tuchus, and then you would look up, do you think you'd be pretty responsive to whatever was about to be told you?
I think, you know, like a God is a divine, and he has a divine sense of humor. So probably that was one of the way that he could get his attention. And I believe because Saul, or later become Paul, he was a spiritual guy, so he could understand the significance of that event as well. And because he was very hardcore, so the hardcore guy need a hard kick on their shin so they could understand.
Well said! A hardcore guy needs a hard kick. I like it. I like it. That's a great way to say that. You know what the toughest lesson after that was, though? And I think you would agree with this. He was told by the Lord, go to that city, and then it will be told you what you have to do. And for us, we always like to know what it is we have to do before we go. And he
yeah, has, I think the thing, the irony of living in West is, like we always think in a Greek way because that's the way we've been injected all the education. I grew up in the East, so East means the East, not in the Western Hemisphere, but in the Eastern Hemisphere, where we first believe and then we test. However, here is the opposite. People try to test first and then believe. However, the faith is like a totally different ballgame. You need to believe and then test. Yeah.
Excellent. That's a really great way to say it. And you know what's so funny about that is people will say, well, I need to see it to believe it. Even after Jesus raised from the dead, his own disciples saw him, and some of them didn't believe.
even when Jesus was hanging on the cross, even the Jewish rabbi or Jewish all the big wigs, they were asking, hey, if you're the Son of God, come down, then we will believe. But because then it won't be a faith. You need to trust in God, and then you will see the miracle and the glory of God in your life or through your life.
That's right. Excellent job, Tim. You just did a fantastic job. Excellent job on the radio.
Thank you, sir.
You are welcome. You know you can call anytime. Right. Good job and good answer. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir, and you have a blessed day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. Love Sam. This is the second Sam in my life that's from the East. It's so weird. I mean, isn't that bizarre? I had Sam Rasul from in California. It's just one of those cool things. The Lord has blessed me with Sams. I guess that's how you say that. All right, I want to go into this a little further. I just want to talk about this because I think this church thing is really good. I know we have a little bit more limited time, but I want to make sure to get to it. So, you know, we have this thing where Jesus comes in on the donkey. He comes in on the donkey and the donkey's colt. Two of the disciples, they brought the animals. Most of the crowd spread their coats on the road ahead of Jesus. The others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. He was in the center of the procession. The crowds all around him were shouting, praise God to the Son of David. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Praise God in the highest heaven. This is where Hosanna comes in. The word Hosanna means save or save us. The entire city of Jerusalem was stirred and entered. Who is this? They asked. I always found this amazing. The crowds replied, it's Jesus the prophet. You know, the crowd is always partly right. It's Jesus the prophet, but it's also Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Son of God, all that too. Okay? But here's the cool teaching. Now watch this. This is so cool. We're not going to get into whether Jesus is a pacifist or not a pacifist because you're about to see he's not a pacifist right here. But that's not the cool teaching that's here. In Matthew 21:12, Jesus entered the temple and began to drive out the merchants and their customers. He knocked over the tables of the money changers and the stalls of those selling doves. He said, the scripture declares my temple will be called a place of prayer, but you have turned it into a den of thieves. The blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them in the temple. All right, two things I want you to get. Jesus goes into the temple, right? And he's not happy with the merchants or the customers. How do I say this in the nicest possible way? Jesus was not happy with anybody there. He wasn't mad at the animals. And by the way, the reference to Jonah, it's not salvation for animals. It was just a pointed reference. But he's not happy with the people. He knocks over the tables. So somewhere in the back of our minds, I think we're thinking, well, they had tables. They were like card tables, like when you play canasta or when you play a game and then you open the little legs and they're just these little light tables. They didn't have little plastic tables back then. Okay, they had tables. They were like reinforced on rock and so on and so forth. He's flipping tables. He's pushing down stalls. He's driving animals out. And he's kicking everybody out of there. Well, he was a pacifist. Not so much. I had a guy in Bible college say Jesus was a pacifist. I said, was he pacifistic when he knocked over the stalls and cleared out the temple? He goes, he didn't do that. It's like, what? He didn't do that. It's in the multitude of gospels. Oh, and that was it. And then he never made another comment. The point is, you don't want to be violent. And Jesus only did that once, by the way, and he didn't physically hurt or abuse anybody that we were aware of. There was none of that to do with. He was just not a happy camper about what was going on in the temple. But I want you to see verse 14. Because verse 13, he says, my temple will be called a place of prayer. You've turned it into a den of thieves. You've changed the spirit of what I have created in the gathering of my people. And then verse 14 is where he reinstates how it's supposed to be. The blind and the lame came to him, and he healed them there in the temple. Now, that does not mean that every church is supposed to be a healing tent process for every person on the planet. What it does mean is that healing should be in the temple of God. Spiritual healing, emotional healing, physical healing, psychological healing, all of the things that can make a man whole, that can make a woman whole, that can make a child whole, should be in the house of the Lord. That's what, instead of it being business oriented, it should be about healing people. It should be about prayer. It should be about seeking the Father for petitions that are beyond the simplistic. It's not about taking two aspirin and going to bed. It's about being able to see, being able to speak, being able to feel, being able to walk, being able to be human again. It's about finding freedom from sin and deliverance from demons. It's about all of that. The church should be a place that is not more concerned about business and fitting in with the world as it is being a conduit for the kingdom of God, allowing the love and the grace and the mercy and the healing power of God to come through. That's what he just reestablished, what it should be. Now, isn't that a cool way for the church to be? Yes, indeedy. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Take a short break. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere.
Who is David Spoon? I have no idea. People have asked me about the David Spoon Experience. They wanted to know what I thought of him. Like any person searching for answers, I too have wondered about him, and here's what I know. He was born and raised Jewish, and after intense drug use, became a Christian. He has three children and almost five grandchildren. He has three separate ordinations from three different denominations, and a summa cum laude for his BA degree in ministry and leadership, as well as a master's degree of theology studies. He has a weird sense of humor and talks a lot.
It's not a dissolver that will take stuff off. It's spot on, not spot off.
If people are seeking wisdom and insight from the great teachers around the world, would they go to David? No, I don't think so. And those big ears really don't help him. But would they enjoy his perspective on life, culture, politics, food, sports, local and national news? I don't know. I guess people were going to have to listen to find out. The David Spoon Experience, weekdays at 2 on 770 KAAM.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
What can you do?
Well, you recognize as your brother that just hearing you say that I hoodwinked you is, of course, satisfaction for me alone. So it's not like I need something beyond that. I think that works for me. And it's on the air and it's recorded. Back to the dust with thee.
The David Spoon Experience.
Wow, look at that hail.
Wow, look at my neighbor's car.
Wow, look at your roof.
Uh-oh. It's time to call John.
John? Who is John? The apostle?
No, silly. He's our brother in the Lord. John from the Blessed Roofing Company.
You know the name of your roofer?
Not just his name, but his number, too.
What?
469-BLESSED. That's 469-BLESSED, because the answer to my roofing problems is in their number and in the company name. The Blessed Roofing Company. Get it?
All right, let me get this straight. You know the name of your roofer, his phone number, and his company name off the top of your head?
And his website, theblessedroofingcompany.com. A roof over my head needs to be blessed, and his name and number and website are blessed too. In most cases, you can get a new roof with zero money out of pocket.
Well, now I know where I'm going for all my roofing needs, whether it's a new roof, roof repairs, or free inspections. I'll call John at 469-BLESSED or go to theblessedroofingcompany.com.
With the Blessed Roofing Company, you've got it covered because reliability starts at the top.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Yeah, it's right here in Texas. I'm getting more and more and more and more comfortable. I did see that bumper sticker that said I wasn't born here, but I was trying to get here my whole life. That's a good one. Unlike Arizona, where it says, thank you for visiting, now go home. That's old, by the way. Old, old, old. Let's see. Let us first talk about our very special, very good friend who's going to come on the show with John, our very own Pamela Milkono.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's a
Milkono. That's right. That's what we do here, Pamela Milkono. It's very simple. You don't want real estate done from somebody that's doing a hobby. I don't know. It's nothing wrong with doing it as a hobby. But if you're looking to protect your probably largest financial engagement, be it sell it, or be it buy it. You just want somebody that's got a passion that has a real deep care, and you wanna be connected to that person and that person connected to you. Pamela is the perfect person in this realm. It's of course not an accident that she has a URL, the Blessed Realty Company, BLESSED, blessedrealtycompany.com, as her and her future hubby will be on the show together later on this week. But what I'm trying to tell you is that if you're looking to talk to somebody about real estate, and instead of, I just want to know what my house is worth. If you want to talk to somebody who knows what's going on in the market, who understands what it takes, who understands the blood, the sweat, the tears, and the value that you've brought to that house by caring for it or taking care of it, get in touch with Pamela. Talk to her. You don't have no requirements, no obligations. It's just a free kind of engagement just to see where things are at. Her number, 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. 817-505-5541. For those that missed it. TheBlessedRealtyCompany.com. Pamela Melchione. You'll get a chance to hear from her later in the week. Last trivia question, and then we'll go into the teach. I don't know if somebody's going to get this or not. Does that mean it's tough? What could be? Could be a tough one for you. That's all I'm going to say for those that haven't had this come in yet. Where is the verse, cleanliness is next to godliness in the Bible? Cleanliness is next to godliness in the Bible. 972-445-0770. 972-445-0770. Want to finish up on this teaching. Why? Because I'm having a great time. I love doing this. I have my Monday is just as rough as everybody else's Monday till I teach. And then it's like, okay, I'm fine. I don't know what it is. Something about it. Just what I like to do. I'm in the middle of doing what I love to do. And where do you see this next verse? Oh, my goodness. Right out of that story of the temple, there's something that comes right after. It's like, what? But anyway, we'll get to that. Telephone. This is David. Who am I talking to?
Hey, this is Bobby again from Climax. I don't think that verse is in the Bible.
Well, you know what? I want you to do me a favor. I want to hang up. I want to take the other person, too. Well, let's ask them, okay? Don't go to...
Okay, go ahead.
All right, listen. Just listen. I'm going to try and get this other person. Hang on. This is David. Who am I talking to? Okay, they hung up, Bobby. I think... Wait, they're calling back. Don't go anywhere. Okay. Is that them? This is David. Who am I talking to?
Sam again.
It's Sam. Bobby and Sam doing a duo. All right, so Bob says, no, not in the Bible. What do you say, Sam?
No, it's not in the Bible. I mean, they have driven out that kind of concept from the Bible, huh?
Okay. All right, so I got Bobby and Sam both saying it's not in the Bible. All right, so I want to hang up on both you guys, and then I'm going to give you the answer on the air. Ready? The answer is, you are both correct. It is not in the Bible. Now, it is possible that scripture was used against people, or that saying, not scripture, that proverb was used against people. Most likely, it was used by a mom or a grandma trying to get the kids to clean up the room. You know what I'm saying? But it is not a scripture, as there are many things like that that are not accurate. Like, God helps those who help themselves. Not a scripture. In fact, salvation apart from God is impossible. We're going to get into that down the road. But great answer, guys. Cleanliness is next to godliness. That might be good for cleaning up a room for a child or a grandchild, but it has nothing to do with scripture at all. In fact, real godliness is colored red. Oh, bazinga! Thank you very much. All right, let's finish this up. Poor Wonder Julie. She just has to sit there and take it, you know? They pay her, so that's good. She's like, I only got 5 more minutes of this. Okay, here we go. I want to finish up on that one statement. This is an amazing statement. So remember I just said the blind and the lame came to him and he healed them there in the temple? Listen to this, verse 15. The leading priests and the teachers of the religious law saw these wonderful miracles and heard even little children in the temple shouting, "Praise God for the Son of David." But they were indignant and asked Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" "Yes," Jesus replied. "Haven't you ever read the scriptures? For they say you have taught children and infants to give praise." Then he returned to Bethany and he stayed there overnight. Here's what I want you to get. Not even complex. People are going to go, "See, children do this. No. That's not the cooler part. The coolest part for Christians to get is what Jesus said and how they responded. Jesus is healing people. And what did they do? So people are praising Jesus, but there was the teachers of religious law were indignant. They were mad. They were angry. Why? Because Jesus was healing people. they didn't make a single comment on the miracles. They only criticized. Why is that important? Because if you get to the point in your life where you only criticize, you won't see the miracles either. You won't catch what's going on. So this is a moment of freedom. This is a moment of deliverance. Instead of just being mad because God did something different in a different way through a different person, different than what your denomination is used to, let's just praise God that a miracle took place instead of criticizing how it should take place or how God is supposed to do it. They were mad because Jesus was doing these wonderful works of the kingdom of God in front of them, and they didn't like it because they were so legalistic they couldn't see the miracle power of God. You and I don't ever have to do that. I don't have to agree with everything somebody thinks in the Lord to understand that God still touches. He doesn't just touch me. In fact, most of the time when he touches me, it's with a 2x4. Bam, bam, because I'm a nut. But the great thing is that we don't have to be like these people you see on television or people that write these books against all these other people. It's like, I don't care how God does something with somebody else. That's not my problem. Jesus made it very clear when he was talking to Peter. He said, yeah, the way you're going to get crucified, totally a drag. And then Peter looks at John and goes, what about him? What about him? And Jesus goes, what's that your business? People don't like that, but it's like Jesus is like, nothing, you're beeswax. If I want him to remain until I return, and people are like, see, then they misunderstood what Jesus said, and they thought John was going to hang out till Jesus returned. And but remember, Peter goes, what's going to happen to this guy? It should happen to him too. It's going to be bad for me. It should be bad for him. And Jesus goes, it's none of your business. What is that to you? You follow me, Peter. That's your job. That's true for every one of us. I don't care if God touches somebody, whether they're in prison or whether they're on a ride at Disneyland. What do I care? As long as God is moving, that's what's cool. And criticism only disables our eyesight. Whereas recognizing when God is moving brings praise upon our lips. Because what happened is even the kids were saying praises. So instead of being a critic, let's be a praiser. After all, unless you are like a child, you won't enter into the kingdom either. Ooh, wow. Now it has meaning, doesn't it? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Going to take a 23-hour break, then come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
Who knows when a broken heart will
The views expressed in the preceding program were those of the speakers and not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.